Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Ginter. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Vander Waal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting seventh. The DH, Brooks Kieschnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Keith Osick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Matt Ford. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Ford. Batting second. The shortstop, Christian Guzman. Batting third. The third baseman, Corey Koski. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Keelty. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dustin Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt LaCroix. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Rivas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rick Reed. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Podsednik takes first base on ball 4. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ginter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford moves to second. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Koski hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford moves to third. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Keelty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sexson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Torrey Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Guzman moves to second. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter scoops it up and throws to first, with Ford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sexson hits a pop-up towards third. Koski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vander Waal strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Helms hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rivas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dustin Moore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moore strikes out. 1 out. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lacroix hits a fly ball into right field. Van der Waal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rivas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kieschnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Koski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Osick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Osick moves to second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Osick moves to third. Clayton moves to second. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ginter is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Osick scores. Clayton moves to third. Podsednik moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas fields it and throws to second for the out. Clayton scores. Podsednik moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Richie Sexson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Guzman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guzman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guzman hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0-for-1 in the game. Koski hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0-for-1 in the game. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Keelty reaches second base with a double. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keelty scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to second. Dustin Moore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Van der Waal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Van der Waal is 0-for-1 in the game. Van der Waal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kieschnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kieschnick hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Kalb now pitching. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. LaCroix is 0 for 1 in the game. LaCroix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rivas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Osick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Osick hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clayton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hunter who is chasing the ball. Clayton reaches third base with a triple. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Podsednik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Podsednik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clayton scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ginter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Podsednik moves to third. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins is walked intentionally. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sexson is 0 for 2 in the game. Sexson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Podsednik tags and scores. Ginter tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vander Waal is 0 for 2 in the game. Vander Waal hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0 for 2 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Keelty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keelty hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Keelty reaches second base with a double. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rivas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kieschnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kieschnick hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mankiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mankiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Dustin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. 1 out. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaCroix is 0 for 2 in the game. LaCroix hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mankiewicz moves to third. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rivas strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mankiewicz scores. LaCroix moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guzman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clayton strikes out. 1 out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Podsednik. The throw from LaCroix and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Keith Ginter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ginter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yuan Santana now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Luskinick now pitching. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0 for 3 in the game. Koski strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Keelty strikes out. 2 outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. the Brewers will come to bat. Richie Sexson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sexson takes first base on ball 4. Brady Clark pinch hits for John Vander Waal. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sexson moves to second. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. Helms strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kieschnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kieschnick strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brady Clark now playing right field. Leo Estrella now pitching. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton misplays the ball. That's an error on Clayton. Jacques Jones pinch hits for Dustin Moore. Jacques Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mankiewicz moves to second. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Osick fires to second and picks off Mankiewicz for the out. 1 out. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. LaCroix is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaCroix hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. LaCroix reaches second base with a double. There goes Jones trying to get to home. Jenkins throws the ball into Osick, who tags Jones for the out. 2 outs. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rivas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rivas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Ford now playing right field. Jacques Jones now playing left field. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clayton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mankiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ginter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rivas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike DeGene now pitching. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christian Guzman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guzman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Guzman takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0 for 4 in the game. Koski strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau pinch hits for Bobby Keelty. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Guzman moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Denny Hocking pinch runs for Justin Morneau. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hunter is hit by the pitch. Hocking moves to second. Doug Mankiewicz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mankiewicz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mankiewicz hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guzman tags and scores. Hocking tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Twins, 4. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. LaTroy Hawkins now pitching. Tom Prince now catching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sexton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sexton strikes out. Two outs. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Prince and he is safe. Clark steals second. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Prince, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Prince hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rivas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rivas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Christian Guzman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Rivas. The throw from Osick and he is safe. Rivas steals second. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guzman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton fields the ball and throws to DeGene covering. Safe. Rivas scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.